Here at the Weekly Reader, we love books, and we love writers. But like most avid readers, we do have our favorites. I'm Lisa Morgan, and today our book critic Marianne Winnick shares a few selections from an author she thinks is top-notch. Hi, Marianne.
Hi, Lisa. Curtis Sittenfeld is one of those authors people either love or don't care for much at all, and it often depends on their reaction to her first novel, Prep, a boarding school confidential that was a big bestseller in 2005. I loved that one and have been in the fan club ever since, so I thought I'd take the occasion of her latest novel to recommend several. If you're looking for something fun and funny to brighten your quarantine, try Sittenfeld's Eligible, a retelling of Jane Austen's Pride and Prejudice set in contemporary Cincinnati, Ohio. Whether you read Austen's original, saw one of the zillion movie versions, or picked up the plot points from Bridget Jones' Diary, you probably know the story of Elizabeth Bennet and Mr. Darcy, hate at first sight. In Sittenfeld's update, Elizabeth Bennet writes for a women's magazine, her sisters are CrossFit enthusiasts on the paleo diet, Bingley is a reality TV star, and Darcy is a neurosurgeon. Sittenfeld pulls off another kind of retelling in 2008's American Wife, quote, a book you can guzzle like a cold, creamy milkshake, according to Entertainment Weekly. American Wife reimagines the biography of former First Lady Laura Bush. Alice Blackwell grows up in Wisconsin, not Texas, but she has Laura's love of reading, and like Laura, she accidentally kills a high school classmate in a car wreck. I thought it was incredibly brave, verging on outrageous, for Sittenfeld to use another person's tragedy this way, but I ended up finding that the way she handled it is both sensitive and enlightening. The boozy big shot character based on George Bush is also well done, revealing sex appeal you may not have noticed in the original. As for brave, verging on outrageous, how about a novel based on the life of Hillary Clinton that imagines what would have happened if she never married Bill? That's the premise of Rodham, published back in May. According to Annalisa Quinn on NPR, Rodham feels more invasive than even the most intricate Reddit theories about Clinton because of its plausibility, the attentive, almost obsessive way it catches her voice and her fears. Well, I guess only one person really knows if it actually catches her voice and her fears, but if Hillary has read this book, she certainly hasn't said anything about it. Sittenfeld won me over with her portrayal of Hillary's nerdy childhood, and the section where she meets Bill Clinton at Yale Law School was quite a delicious fantasy. As in real life, Bill proposes, and this is where the narrative splits off from reality, though many real elements of her later life, such as a character based on Vince Foster and a heated public debate on her likability, are included. For me, it's Sittenfeld's insight, her wit, and her remarkable narrative daring that make her books such fun to read. For me, she's in the club of authors like Zadie Smith, Mohsen Hamid, and Ann Patchett, who have my attention for every word they write. And, by the by, I just read that Sittenfeld was the 2020 editor of Best American Short Stories. I can't wait to see her picks, and I will report when I can.
The books are Eligible, American Wife, and Rodham, all by Curtis Sittenfeld. You can find more information about these titles, links to reviews, and our podcast at wipr.org/programs/weekly-reader. That's also where you'll find hundreds of book recommendations from past episodes of The Weekly Reader, so you'll always have something wonderful to read. The Weekly Reader podcast is made possible by the Ivy Bookshop. For The Weekly Reader, I'm Lisa Morgan.